The annual Sled Island Music and Arts Festival is back June 19th to 23rd. Experience 5 days of music, comedy, film, and art in diverse venues across Calgary, Alberta. Featuring New York experimental hardcore trio Show Me the Body as guest curator, incisive Chicago rapper Mick Jenkins, LA indie rockers Cherry Glazer, genre-bending rap artist Carrie Foe, Montreal-based hip-hop trio Planet Giza, 70s Zamrock revivalist Witch, renowned Sandscape composer Laurel Halo, British electronic producer Forest Swords, eminent post-punk three-piece Wombo, Philadelphia hardcore punk group Soul Glow, and many more. Plus, there's over 150 more artists still to be announced. Check out the current lineup and get your passes and tickets at sledisland.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
For all your sports memorabilia needs, welcome to First Row.
Like we always do about this time.
FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store. Sports cards? We got them. NBA, NFL, MLB, NHL. Autographs, action figures, comic books, and wrestling collectibles. If you're a collector, we got what you need. Remember the name, FirstRow.ca, Canada's online collectible store.
MayWorks, the annual celebration of labor and the arts, is seeking submissions from workers and artists alike from now until March 15th. All mediums and ideas are welcome so long as they depict working class life or speak to labor's struggle to build a better world. And it doesn't matter if you're an established artist honoring the working class or a worker seeking to explore and express your own life. Submit a description of your idea to info@mayworks.org by March 15th. While the MayWorks Festival runs throughout the month of May, ideas for events in late April and early June are welcome. So help make this celebration of labor and the arts more than a month and become part of the city's rich history of labor by sending us your submission today. Moon River, the collaborative analog project from members of The Wooden Sky, The Weather Station, and Kathleen Edwards and Lindy Ortega's bands, could be described as a supergroup of sorts, not just because of their collective talents, but for the fact that the music they recorded on their debut album, Volume 1, is simply super. Described as Buddy Holly meets Krautrock, it's something you need to hear to fully comprehend, and thanks to the folks at Real Love, Winnipeggers will get a chance to see Moon River on Friday, March 29th at the Darling Bar, located at 171 McDermott Avenue, alongside special guest The Secret Beach. Advance tickets are available now via Show Pass for $18.86, so get yours and mark your calendar to see Moon River on Friday, March 29th, presented by Real Love Winnipeg and proudly supported by 101.5 UMFM.
Let the past go.
Tier 1 tickets for the 2024 Winnipeg Folk Festival are on sale now. That means full festival passes with or without camping, as well as day passes for this summer's hottest festival are available at the best price you're going to get. Once Tier 1 tickets sell out, the price goes up, so be sure to act fast. We offer convenient layaway plans subject to terms, so don't delay and pick yours up today. Tickets are available now at the Winnipeg Folk Festival offices, room 203, 211 Manitina, Albert, or online at www.winnipegfolkfestival.ca/tickets. Get your Tier 1 tickets for the 2024 Folk Festival today. Guaranteed great times full of musical discovery and friends new and old.
Pansy, Annie, bonjour, hello. This is composer Andrew Balfour inviting you to experience Isfachiwin, a musical journey bridging cultures and perspectives. It is both a personal journey and evocative testament to the transformative power of music. This recording features Calgary's luminous voices with the incredible Jessica McMahon and Walter McDonald Whitebear on flutes. It is my hope that this album deepens our understanding of indigenous storytelling. Ispatiwin is available now wherever you listen to music.
In the market for a new tattoo or piercing? Well, look no further. South of Heaven Tattoos has got you covered. Visit our bright, welcoming environment at 970 St. Mary's Road today and meet with one of our knowledgeable staff to have all your questions answered. We're open Monday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., Sunday from noon until 6, and walk-ins for all services are welcome 7 days a week. Our friendly artists can do it all, from children's ear piercings to tattoo designs of all kinds. Plus, we've got you covered on proper aftercare products for all our services. Check us out on Instagram at SOHTattooWPG to see examples of recent work or see our ongoing promotions, and then visit southofheaventattoos.com to book your appointment. South of Heaven Tattoos, your friendly neighborhood tattoo shop since 2009.
It's not just rich people that own the media.
But by leaving out the most important things you need to know, they can elevate awareness to a new all-time low.
I own my media.
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 The Media Co-op is a grassroots national news network that's owned by its members.
But if it's just left out, can you say the paper lied? A lot of things that happened didn't happen after all. If there's no one in the forest who will put it in the news, I guess the tree didn't fall.
Join us today at mediacoop.ca/join.
I'm joining today. You should too.
Hello, Winnipeg. This is Harry Manx. Hope you're enjoying the musical diversity of 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah, give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love, just give me love, 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 will now. Crazy love.
My friends, you're on 101.5 UMFM on the hottest damn radio show in town. This, that, and the third. I'm your host, Brendan. I've got some guests in the house. You! Who the hell are you and what are you doing here?
My name's Kurt Bolduc and I play drums in Dinner Club.
Kurt! And next to you, to the left, we have...
My name is Nick. I am an amateur financier and I play guitar in Dinner Club.
Excellent! What the hell is it? What's an amateur financier?
Let's just say I handle big flows of cash moving in all directions, up, down. We just try to make sure our cash levels are flowing at all times because we are operating music in the year 2024 and it's a business. So we try to be cutthroat and we take any opportunity to get above our competitors. And it's that brutal finance, Wall Street, Bay Street in Canada. It's that lifestyle we're living.
Right on, man. There's a lot of money in this local punk rock thing.
Yeah, it's big funds. A lot of wealth inequality, as you've probably seen the statistics. The money is going to the 1%, and we are slowly becoming the 1%.
All right, and Josh, how's it going, buddy?
I'm great. I mean, it's obvious why we got this guy to join the band, right? My name's Josh. I play guitar, and I sing in Dinner Club.
Excellent. Kaya?
Hi, I'm Kaya. I play trumpet, and I sing in Dinner Club.
Cool. Well, we were just chatting, Josh. I think you and Kaya were here maybe in 2018 or so.
Yeah, it's been a minute. Glad to be back.
Yes. We've got some Will Sessions playing in the background, the Elmatic Instrumentals. Hell Nick yeah. Recognized that beat right away.
Oh, yeah. Love Nos.
Yes. Yeah, this is cool. I kind of like every show I try and play like some different instrumentals, but I haven't heard this in a while. Anyways, so yes, I saw you guys play. I hadn't seen you guys play since the Cavern when Uglies played with you guys in like 2018 or whatever, but I saw you guys open for the Mad Caddies last year. That was friggin' nice. That was exceptional.
Yeah, that was an unreal show. Like, I don't know if I've ever been so nervous to play before. The Mad Caddies, obviously the big dogs, right? I grew up listening to those guys, seeing them live, so super cool opportunity.
Yeah, shout out to Chuck. Shout out to French Tony Hawk.
Yeah, shout out to French Tony Hawk. Yeah, shout out Chuck.
Oh, right, the trombone player. Yeah, he does completely resemble Tony Hawk. Yeah. That was like a killer show too, like Sunday night. But like when you guys were playing, like sometimes you'll see it where like the opening bands or whatever, you know, it's kind of people outside smoking, doing this and that. It's not as, you know, it felt like the room was just as packed for you guys as it was for the Mad Caddies.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really intimidating, like poking my head out from behind the stage and seeing the crowd. But I mean, that's all you could ask for, right? So it was awesome.
I think that was like the first time when we would be like, "How's everyone doing tonight?" And just like a full room going like, "Ah."
People actually responded.
Yeah. So that was huge.
Very cool. So obviously, you're here right now. To my understanding, you guys have just done some recording.
Yes, sir.
So, what's the deal there? We're releasing some music soon, I take it.
Yeah, so we got our first single, Galaxy Quest, coming out this Friday.
Oh, shit.
Playing a show at the Tap House. We got Plymouth Breeze. Woo! Featuring our own Brendan from UFM.
Yeah.
We got Camp Robber, and we got Lake Disappointment coming down. $10 at the door. And beyond that, yeah, we got some more singles ready. We got a whole album finished. Not sure we're going to put that out yet, but it's coming.
Nice. And you recorded that with Voth, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jordan Voth, cool. How'd that go?
Yeah, it was sweet. He made everything super easy for us. Like, the first album we tried to record by ourselves, and it was such a headache, so having someone else kind of manage that side for us was a huge, huge help.
Yeah, a lot of experience, and it's just great to have someone sort of take the reins.
Yeah.
And sort of make those executive decisions and sort of provide the guidance and direction, so we just have to sort of focus on playing our parts.
Cool. I think our band also got along a lot better when we weren't recording ourselves because we weren't trapped in the dark basement.
Yeah, I can remember.
For days and days.
I can remember recording our first album, and we'd be running through parts over and over and over again, and just be down in that basement for hours on end.
Oh, so you recorded the.
The first one. Yeah. No, really? Sunlight Gang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, we did the recording at the 456, and I remember it was always me and Josh down there all the time, and that felt like we would wake up and we would just be down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nice to have an extra set of ears, because when it's your own thing, you can get a little nitpicky, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we didn't really know as much about, like, splicing stuff together and that kind of thing. So it's like, we better get a 3-minute perfect take or we gotta redo it. So it was, yeah, it was challenging.
Oh, so pressure. You're doing, like, bigger takes at the time.
That was a
full take.
When you try to do it yourselves.
Yeah.
But with Jordan, he's, like, he's really good at sort of, like, kind of, like, finding the flow and sort of, like, finding the takes, but then also, like, punching in where we needed to.
Yeah.
But I will say, though, like, I've heard there's some complications with the beer fridge. So we're just hoping that in the calendar year 2024 that those complications will be delivered. Jordan, we're talking to you.
Is the complication, you know, you leave beers in there and they go missing? Well, it was just there?
If you put them in like the door shelves, they would get a little frozen. And I think you got rid of the fridge.
It was just freezing everything.
Yeah.
Damn. Cool. So let's jump into just some tunes. I've been on a bit of a nostalgic kick kind of... as I embark upon, I hope what's not a midlife crisis. I think I'll make it past 60. But Josh, when I saw the Menzingers shirt, I thought to myself, I haven't listened to the Menzingers in forever.
Nice.
We're going to listen to Nice Things. Maybe a tune after that. We're going to come back, talk to Dinner Club, see how the hell Kurt's doing here.
Woo!
He looks like he's about to cause some trouble.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll keep the good times rolling.
Sweet.
Right on.
What?
And we're back on 101.5 UMFM on this, that, and the third. You know what? The first round is always kind of just getting greased up. I haven't been here for a couple weeks. So let's try that whole thing again. Who do we have here tonight? We've got Kurt from Dinner Club. Kurt, what do you do in Dinner Club?
I play drums.
You play drums. And actually, there is a quote from the great Joe Strummer, which he said, "You're only as good as your drummer." I feel like anytime I watch you guys play, you're really giving her.
Nice. I try to. I make up for my lack of skill and my stage presence.
Yeah, you've got a solid, like, you've clearly come up doing the punk rock thing. It's a pleasure to watch.
Well, thank you.
Yes.
I think before I joined the band, Nick speaking.
Hi, Nick.
I saw, like, I was always big fans of Dinner Club. Like, I've known Josh more than the rest of the band and Kyle a little bit, too. But, like, one of the drums and sort of the shows I've seen was one of the things that always stuck out. Like, the two things I would say, well, I don't want to break into two because I don't want to diminish what other people are doing. But the songwriting I always felt was really strong. And then the drumming I always felt was really strong. And especially, like, the thing I think that sold a lot of people was Can't Go Back.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So when did you join the band?
That would have been like pretty much a year ago now, I think.
Oh, damn. So that Mad Caddy show, you would have been pretty green.
Yeah, they like I've just played guitar like in my bedroom kind of thing. And then they asked me to join. And then literally, like the reason they asked me to join was, hey, we're playing with Hot Water Music. And we kind of would like to have another guitar player just to lessen the load off Josh. Do you want to play for Hot Water Music? So I was like, yeah, I could do that, but this is literally going to be like my first major performance on stage, and it happens to be with Hot Water Music, so that was like a pretty big task.
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I forgot that you guys opened for Hot Water Music.
Yeah, so it was Hot Water Music, and then a few months later, Mad Caddies.
Nice.
We pretty much just threw Nick right into the fire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and he came out of the flames unscathed. So
unscathed, but like pretty much a plank on stage.
Wait, we're missing. Someone didn't show up to the Dinner Club.
Yeah, our bass player, Liam.
Yeah, he's deep in some covert ops right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's probably somewhere in West Africa doing mercenary activities.
He's going to kill us for saying this, but he's probably playing CSGO. And we made the same joke 6 years ago when we were here. And I think it's the same thing tonight. So shout out, Liam. We love you.
He just didn't want to come down,
eh? It's no shade. CSGO is a sick game. So it's no...
I don't even know what that is. CSGO, you're saying?
And maybe if he comes down one time, he'll tell you all about it. And yeah.
He's got
to be sold.
Counter-Strike.
Counter-Strike.
Yeah. Counter-Strike. He's got to grind all that ELO.
Yeah.
What the hell are you talking about, man? You're making me feel old.
Let's just say he's a top Canadian Counter-Strike player.
He's a big deal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big deal.
Yeah, he plays in tournaments.
Right? In the Silver League?
I think he might be silver or possibly
better. We
better
cut off the CSGO talk. Until
but he's not here, and that's what counts. So yeah. Screw you, Liam.
But we love you, Liam.
I hope you rank up tonight, brother.
Yeah.
Make us proud.
And Kaya, we were just talking off air. We got a big gig coming up this Friday at the Osborne Tap House.
We sure do.
But you're just getting over a little something-something.
I sure am.
Damn.
Yeah.
So. How far along are you... into the abyss of sickness here?
I think about a week, maybe a few days over.
Oh, no. Okay, I think you're going to be just fine by
Perfect.
Friday. What are you doing to stay healthy? You got to keep those pipes, those windpipes going here.
Yeah, I'm trying to drink a lot of tea, trying to rest.
Okay.
You know.
What kind of tea?
A little bit of a mixture, some peppermint, some lemon, zinc.
Herbal?
What's that?
Herbal teas?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you dabble with the green teas?
Sorry?
Green tea?
I do green tea, but I don't do super well in caffeine, so...
So black tea's out of the question.
Sometimes I do black tea, but usually... Not right now.
Okay.
Not right now.
Do you think the illness has anything to do with the raccoons at the zoo?
Maybe. We did take
have you been bit by a raccoon? Or
Yeah.
So Josh was saying off air as well, I don't know how we got onto the subject, but he's never seen a raccoon in the wild. Because actually, we got on the subject because Kaya asked me, do I normally see anything weird here on campus in the night? My response was that I see raccoons, big, big raccoons climbing in garbage bins. And they're not scared of people, man.
No, they're
not.
So, ready to go.
I'm really surprised, Josh, that you haven't seen a raccoon in the wild, man.
Never. Apparently not even at the zoo. I thought they had them at the zoo.
Well,
turns out they don't.
First things first, the raccoon. So it says here on Google, are there raccoons in the Toronto Zoo? First things first, the raccoons currently housed at the zoo are relatively new additions.
Wow.
Litter mates Alora and Fergus were found abandoned near the zoo in 2008, and third raccoon, Mirko, was brought to the zoo by police after it was located with injuries.
Wow.
These things are gangster, man. Wow.
That's what happens when you pick the right dumpster or trash to eat from. You just become like... set for life.
Yeah.
I feel like in the animal world, if you're getting like if you're being brought to the zoo by the cops, the other animals aren't going to mess with you.
Yeah.
It's like we're not messing with this guy, man.
That's a statement.
Yeah, serious,
Nick, I cut you off.
It's okay. I just wanted to let the listeners know that Josh right now is wearing a giant hat. I wish you could see how giant this hat is.
It's huge.
It's kind of uncomfortable. Like, it's getting in the way. It's
getting
in her eyes.
I had to duck when I came into the university today.
Couldn't believe it.
Oh, also, one more thing.
What's up?
So we're running a little t-shirt giveaway tonight.
Who wants a t-shirt? We're giving away t-shirts.
If you're listening right now, this is what you got to do. You got to message us on Instagram. That's at Dinner Club Winnipeg with the phrase DCFM for a chance to win one.
Yeah, just send us a DM, personal message, direct message. DCFM, and you send that message and your name will automatically be submitted into a draw to win a free t-shirt, and we will announce the winner this Friday.
Slide into those DMs, folks. So we got t-shirts, do we?
That's right.
Oh, Nick, you just missed a fist bump from Josh there.
Ooh.
What other kind of merch do we have?
I just want to talk about that missed fist bump for a moment first before we get into the... So there's a little bit of drama. The other day, I was making SpaghettiOs, and I wasn't thinking about other people, I'll be honest. I was just thinking about myself and my own dietary needs, and at that moment, I needed some SpaghettiOs to consume so I could maintain my standard nutrition levels. And then Josh got really upset that I never offered to make him any SpaghettiOs, and so we're just still dealing with this drama, this conflict, and I just want to say I'm sorry for taking out my passive aggressiveness and then not giving you that fist bump there, because I was just thinking about the SpaghettiOs, and that's not right.
Shouldn't Josh be the one who's pissed off then?
Yeah, but I'm really petty. So.
Oh, I see.
Hey, the SpaghettiOs thing was super messed up, Nick, but you know what, man? I'm over it.
All right, well, how about we clear the air with a mutual fist bump?
Hey! There we go.
You couldn't see it, but it happened, I promise.
So we're kind of staying on the subject of dinner items. So, Kai, I'm going to ask you a question.
What's that?
It's dinner themed, so this is kind of dinner table talk. If you were going to live on a deserted island for a year and only allowed to bring three personal items with you, what would they be?
You said this was dinner talk, so are you talking about, like, do they have to be food items?
Well, just the kind of, you know, small talk that one would, partake in at the dinner table.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Work with me, girl. Come on.
Yeah, sorry. Sick head. Sick brain.
You're on a deserted island for a year. You get to bring three items.
That's really hard.
It is.
I guess I
hate these kinds of questions, by the way. So here I am asking.
Scruffy. I'd bring my cat, Scruffy.
Scruffy?
My brother just reminded me that I would bring my cat, Scruffy.
Nice.
Yeah. I would probably bring, like, something to sleep on, like a hammock, maybe. I'm assuming there's, like, trees. I don't know what kind of deserted island this is. Yeah.
Okay, so we've got a cat, we've got a hammock.
I feel like a bed would be hard, because if it rained or something, it would just soak into the mattress, and that'd be gross, so.
Yeah.
I feel like a hammock would be a little bit safer, because I don't really know what I'm dealing with here. And then, third thing would be...
Probably a bong.
I'm hearing a,
Probably, I guess a tool to clean water.
A tool? Yeah, that would be useful. That would be useful.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's, like, food I can collect on the island.
So no technology.
That does not come to mind, no.
Okay.
I'm on a deserted island. I want to be in peace. I don't want to have technology around.
Yeah, that might be kind of nice, you know?
Yeah. I don't want to have, like, like, if I had the technology, I'd probably just start missing, like...
But if you got coconuts on the island, you can build a radio and all sorts of things, right?
That's true. Maybe I'd become a genius.
Yeah.
Maybe you should throw me on a deserted island.
Do you know how to build a radio with coconuts, Nick?
Yeah, I've watched enough episodes of Gilligan's Island to know. I could build anything on
an
island.
You guys ever seen that movie with Tom Hanks? Castaway?
Oh, yeah.
Wilson!
Yeah.
It was with a basketball.
No, my friend.
No.
Volleyball?
Volleyball, wasn't
it? Yeah, I think it's volleyball.
Was it? Yeah, volleyball.
I thought he was like an amateur hooper.
An amateur volleyball player, maybe.
Oh, right.
Hey, shout out volleyball. Volleyball doesn't get enough love, so Castaway.
I always hated volleyball. I'm sorry. I said it. It wasn't for me. Yeah, anyways. Okay, should we play some Dinner Club music?
Yeah, let's do it.
What do we think, guys? So, Josh, you've sent me an email here with some hot-off-the-press new tunes.
Never heard.
Woo!
Released.
Okay, so what's the story? This Friday, it's going down at the Osborne Tap House. Dinner Club, Camp Robber, Lake Disappointment, my band Plymouth Breeze is playing. And thanks for having us on the bill, by the way.
Hey, thanks for having us on the radio show, dude.
That'll be a good time. So we're releasing a new tune this Friday called Galaxy Quest.
Yep.
Now, I'm looking at four tunes that you've sent. I'm cool to play as much or as little of this as you would like.
What do you guys want to start with? Should we start with Galaxy Quest?
Yeah, that's that's the single we're releasing for the show, so it seems suitable.
Seems fitting, yeah. Has this been unleashed
Never.
To the wild?
No, this will be
Friday.
The first listening.
UMFM debut.
Yeah.
Exclusive.
Can you believe it?
Exclusive.
It's a big deal.
Can you believe it? Kurt's just, you know, he's getting out of his chair with... excitement. Look at him.
This guy's got to break the studio.
That's why we haven't heard from him yet. He's just way too excited.
You got security on campus.
Yeah. Hold it together, man.
Yeah, I'm trying.
What people listening may not know is there's like a speed bag in the room, and Kurt's just been going hard on the speed bag, working on his boxing techniques this whole time. He's a drummer, so he's got that energy.
Yeah.
Do you mess with the speed bag?
A little bit.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Quick hands, baby.
Yeah.
Cool. Is that like, I feel like that's like a Travis Barker thing or something. I don't know. I feel like if you're like an in-shape drummer, a speed bag would actually be a really useful means of exercise.
Yeah, I think so as well. But, you know, I think every drummer thinks Travis Barker is actually like just the biggest poser.
Hot take.
Okay. Hang on.
Spicy.
So here's the scoop. I grew up on, like, when I was just finishing grade 4, I got my hands on Enema of the State. And that was a big deal for me. It got me into all that, you know, NOFX, all that SoCal stuff. Mm-hmm. So you're not a Travis Barker, like...
No, you know what? Like, I'm not trying to talk shit about Barker, but he is a wicked drummer.
He's on a last name basis with this guy.
No. He is a good drummer, but I think he's kind of overhyped, to be honest. You know, everyone is always like, oh, he's the greatest drummer in the world, but, you know.
Well, that's hard, because there's just so many different styles and whatnot, but you can't deny that he's a fantastic drummer.
Oh, he is.
Who are some of your favorite punk rock drummers?
Oh, that's, you know what? I'd probably say, I don't know many names. The drummer for...
That big guy.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, wicked drummer. Yeah. You know, you would never expect him to be as fast and
like
as
Bill
tight.
Stevenson.
Yeah. I think that's his name. Yeah, you're just a wicked drummer, super tight, super fast, and like obviously, drummer for NOFX, wicked
Smelly.
Drummer as well. Yeah, Smelly. He, I'm not sure if you've ever read that that NOFX book.
Yeah.
He had a pretty checkered past, and like it's pretty interesting to see that, you know, he went from doing some pretty hard drugs to just being completely like straight edge and cutting all of it out. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean his thing was I think probably anything, but I know his big thing was heroin.
Yeah.
And then he cleaned up around White Trash, Two Heaves, and a Bean, I think.
Oh yeah.
Nice. Like around 93 or so. Oh. Which is funny because I feel like playing in a band with, you know, guys who aren't necessarily, you know, they're very open in that book about their experimentation with hard drugs, I'll just say it.
Yeah, definitely.
The devil's dandruff.
Yeah, I mean...
and other things.
I want to say, actually, Fat Mike, from what I remember, he was, like, sober for a long time, and he only started experimenting with drugs until, like, maybe he was, like, 26 or even, like, early 30s. Like, it was a long time that he was sober, and then he just went right off the deep end.
Yeah, like, yeah, his whole thing is, like, kind of this, like, almost, like, responsible... drug use thing in that I think he got like his business going, like Fat Records, you know, he's doing well for himself, and then it's like, okay, now it's time to
yeah
Anyways, whew, we're getting off track here. So we've got Kurt in the house. He's not a Travis Barker fan, but that's okay.
We still love him.
Let the record know forever that Kurt does not like Travis Barker.
You heard it here first, folks, on 101.5 UMFM. We've got Dinner Club in the house. We're checking out the new single. This is the debut of Galaxy Quest. We'll catch you right away.
Right. non-stop until I see your pants drop. And let your homies know who done it. Cause when it comes to this gangsta shit, you motherfuckers know who run it.
My mind that I grab.
And we're back on 101.5 UMFM. You're listening to This, That, and the Third. We've got Dinner Club in the house.
Yo, yo.
So we want to slide into those DMs, folks. Josh, you want to tell the people out there what's going on?
All right, so for your chance to win a free t-shirt, you got to slide into the Dinner Club DMs. That's at Dinner Club Winnipeg and message us the code DCFM.
It's on Instagram.
It's on Instagram.
On Instagram.
Hit us on the gram.
IG, we know you're on those phones, kids. So get on there and send these guys a message.
That's just a few clicks away. You sit on the couch anyways.
Do the right thing.
Or probably in a car.
Yeah, we don't want to encourage staring at your phone while driving, because that's dangerous. And Dinner Club, I know you guys are big advocates of road safety.
That's right. So always, pull over and send us that. We'll appreciate it.
Pull over to the side of the road. Get that taken care of, because you're going to want that t-shirt, folks.
That's a sick t-shirt. New design, baby.
Yeah. Can people buy them at the show this Friday?
Yeah, we'll have shirts at the show, too, for sure. They won't be free, but we'll have them.
Yeah, that's cool. The show at the Osborne Tap House this Friday, March 15th. We got a lot of great bands playing. We got Plymouth Breeze starting out. Who else we got, Josh?
We got Camp Robber, and we got Lake Disappointment. Four-band bill, $10.
Neil Young and Propagandy.
They might be opening. They might be doing a quick 10, maybe a tweener set.
And John K. Sampson's your merch guy.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. So, we played some new tracks from Dinner Club. We were playing, what do we have? Galaxy Quest, Untouchable, Ogopogo. What does that mean?
You don't know the lore about Ogopogo? Okay, so this is a good time to educate the audience. So, the song had some kind of sea-related themes, so I just started Googling different...
Sea as in Yar!
Yeah, like as in Yar, Yar-C. So I started Googling just like different famous sea monsters, and there's this one legend that came out of BC about this alleged... I think it was maybe just a big fish, but it was called Ogopogo. I just thought that was like a cool kind of bouncy name. Falls out the mouth nicely, so we just ran with that.
And you spent some time on the high seas, right?
I mean,
didn't you lead an expedition?
I'm as pegleg as they come.
Didn't you lead an expedition into the heart of the Congo to retrieve a scientist that got lost in the deepness of the continent?
Yeah, there was a while where you out of town and we all weren't 100% sure where you were, but there was rumors.
I'm just gonna say this: there's some big secrets, and you're gonna have to wait till the album comes out. All will be revealed.
Let's just say at the show this Friday, it's going to be topless ladies, bottomless men. It's going to be a wild time.
You're going to want to be there, folks, this Friday at the Osborne Tap House. I had to do a little shameless self-promotion there, too. Play a little bit of Plymouth Breeze. I haven't played that yet on the show. So, yeah, it's gonna be hot. And, Kurt, I didn't know you played in Lake Disappointment.
I did. I do.
How long have you played with them?
Ooh, I want to say for the past 3 or 4 years.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Yeah.
Because I've seen Lake Disappointment, but it's like quite a few times, I think. But it's, I don't recall you being there.
I was hiding in the back.
Okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah.
We almost had to like fight them band to band at first because they were going after our drummer. Well, we didn't know how to feel about that, but you know, they got them, they won the fight, and it's all love now. So.
Yeah. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, well, so there might be a fight at the show.
There might be a fight.
So if you like conflict resolution, we're gonna come together and we're gonna deal with our differences and we're gonna find a common path forward. It might be with fists, it might be with words, it might be with violence, it might be with eloquence. There's only one way to find out, is to come on down, Osborne Village, Osborne Tap House. March 15th, this Friday. Let's go.
Come on down,
folks.
Let's go. We're going to end off with one more Dinner Club track. This one's hot off the press. Sorry, I'm just navigating the old, you know, it's college radio. We expect these kinds of things. And actually, I cut one of your songs short. I don't know if any of you caught that.
No.
Hey, college radio, man, like you said.
You know, it's part of the charm. We're going to get into Leopard Shades. To match those skivvies that you got under those jeans there, Nick.
That's right. It's we say under the jeans, but at this point the jeans are well off. So there's no secrets here.
UMFM studio is very X-rated right now.
Dinner Club, they wear it on their sleeves, folks.
Yeah, there's a sign
that
says
hide.
No racism, no sexism, no clothes. Let's go.
Okay, and we're going to listen to Leopard Shades by Dinner Club. We'll catch you next week. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Brendan. See you next Friday.
Thank you.
Something bitter that I'm mixing with juice. A bad decision and a better excuse. Leopard shades, you were looking cool. Burn my skin by the side of your pool. Your hair used to shine in the sunlight. My hair used to come down to cover my eyes. I wasn't your type. We thought our stars aligned, but they were satellites. And all the bandages